T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Texter writes, the truckers just have to say they want to stay here and have no ID. Nah, see, unfortunately, if you want to say, okay, if you're a trucker from Mexico, now, if you want to come over, you can just get out of the truck, leave it on the side of the road and walk over. You could be COVID positive and sneezing on everyone when you walk past. That'll be fine. They'll put you on a plane, and you could fly using only your arrest warrant as ID if we don't know who you are. You could be, you know, one from Mexico, or you could be an internationally wanted terrorist. We don't care. We'll put you right on a plane. But if you're hauling, if you're hauling vegetables behind you in a truck, well, now that is an infection danger. Wait, what? Uh-huh. Yep, this is a policy at a Biden administration that has flown or trucked or bused over 15,000 that we know of illegal immigrants, COVID-positive illegal immigrants into the country. Folks, do you remember how bad it was in Texas? Because, see, I don't forget this stuff from the summer. This illegal family sitting in a restaurant just hacking away, sneezing. The patrons called the police. They were freaking out. And the police came. Remember, it was all over the place. It wasn't all over the place. Fox News had it, though. Remember, it went on for days. And they tell the police, yeah, we're illegal immigrants. We're COVID positive. And some of the, you know, nonprofit groups have put us up. Yeah, we don't care. We're COVID positive. No mask. Hacking all over the place. No shot. Nobody cares. Biden brings them in. But he's now saying if the same Mexican comes in legally driving a truck full of produce, no can do. No, not no can do unless he gets his... Wow. Oh, we're up to triple vax now. Do you see that? Folks, who told you that was coming? Who told you? I mean months ago when nobody was talking about it. I don't mean the last few weeks when they've been talking about it. I'm talking months and months ago. I was telling you this at the beginning of summer. That the way you needed to look at the vaccine mandate at work is that it's not one. It's not two. It's not three. It's not four. It's not five. It is forever because it doesn't work. It does not work to stop the spread. You will get sick. They're lying. And I was right about that. What did I tell you? Well, you think, well, I'll just take the two vaxes and I get to keep my job. Oh, no, no, no. It was going to be three or four or five or six on and on and on and on and on, driving that Pfizer stock up. And here we go. I told you they'd change the definition so that you could never be fully vaccinated. Headline, CDC plans to pivot the language on vaccination, Walensky says. Of course they do. How did I know? Because, folks, they're on their fifth shot in Israel. They're on their fifth shot. At the time, they were telling us, remember this was in the summer. Well, see, we're going to get the third booster, and the third booster is going to be a thing of wonder, and it is going to work. And I'm like, no, it's not. They've already given the third booster in Israel. At the time, they were on a fourth because the third didn't work. And they're thinking, like, I guess they were figuring nobody has Google. And nobody would know about Israel or that the Pfizer shot had failed miserably there. As the next one will, and the one after that, and the one after that, because it does not work. Allegedly, it gives you protection against death and hospitalization, but I tell you, I'm skeptical about that, too. See, as my dad almost died after the two shots of COVID in the hospital. Anyway, that's just my experience. You have yours. So, and the sickest people in my family are the vaccinated. It's the strangest thing. But anyway, here we go. Here we go. I told you. Told you this was coming. I told you this was coming this summer. So this is a beauty of the Terrace Show. You can listen to this show in April and know what's going to happen in January. You know why, folks? It's not that hard to know. It's because they lie to you. They manipulate you. The mainstream media does endlessly. But we don't do that on this show. We don't. We strive to bring you reality, whatever it is, every day. Texter writes, Terry, did you see the Bloomberg article about the fourth shot not going to be the last shot? Well, of course it's not. They're on a fifth shot in Israel. Oh, did you see this? Speaking of Israel, and I don't want to laugh because it really is. It's not funny. It really is. It's not fun. Did you see Israel? Record high COVID infection rates. Most vaccinated country on earth. Quadruple vaxxed Israel breaks world record in COVID cases per capita. You know what this means, folks? And they're going to have to admit this eventually. Because this whole COVID narrative is falling apart. It is. That's the good news. It's not bad news this morning. It's good news. You know what they're going to have to admit eventually? The more vaccinated your country is, the sicker it is. Just like Israel. So you want to know what our future is? Google Israel. Go look at what's happening in Israel. That's the future. Or we can just stop this nonsense.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.